Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
We're breaking down all the biggest NBA storylines. You're tuned in to The Heat Check.
The Heat Check
with Trista Crick. The best podcast covering all the drama around the association.
Milwaukee Bucks, let's move forward. Boy, oh boy, are they exciting, huh? Key additions: Malik Beasley, Robin Lopez, Campaign, Damian fucking Lillard, and Adrian Griffin, the coach. Key subtractions: Budenholzer, Drew Holiday, and Grayson Allen. I didn't know if John Horst would do it. Giannis was basically screaming to do something. Hey, I'm going to leave. Make us a contender. Show me that you love me. Show me that you're serious. Show me that you're going to do something for me. And they did just that. In the middle of a very sleepy offseason, the Milwaukee Bucks, they put their big boy pants on to get one of the best pure scorers in the league and a player that could get you bucket and crunch time, which they've never had since Giannis was there. A guy that you can call on, it's game time. Put your watch on. Put your finger to the watch. It's game time. Yeah, one of the best. You trade in one of the best perimeter defenders in the league for a guy who you can count on in the playoffs to get you a bucket. Why? Because that offense, that half-court offense, was abysmal. And just like that, Giannis signs the extension. He lied. He said, I'm not signing it until next season. Doesn't make any sense for me. I need bigger money than that. Yada, yada, yada. And just at the deadline, at the strike of midnight almost, 3 years, $186 million. It keeps him in Milwaukee, which will reportedly pay him $80 million in his final year. That is a shitload of cheddar. Shitload of cheese curds, Milwaukee fans. Are you serious? That is how you keep the Greek freak happy. Give him what he wants. That's a lot of Oreos. That man loves himself some Chick-fil-A. That's a lot of chicken tenders. And if you think the $80 million for Giannis is maybe too much money, because it might be too much money for any human, news broke today that Giannis brings $2 billion in value to the Milwaukee Bucks. That's why our man Slazzery and the Haslams, the owners of the Bucks, they were like, yo, you better lock his ass up. $2 billion? Give him whatever he wants. His contract extension is less than 10% of that. So Giannis could legitimately make like $150 million a year and he would still be underpaid, honestly. The offense, to me, is going to be fucking fun. The pick and roll is going to be so deadly. Let's put it this way. Blazers averaged 1.13 points per possession when Lillard was the ball handler in pick and roll situations last year, which means points, 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 points. That's what they're getting. The points are coming for our Bucks, baby. Giannis is going to be so wide open, he's never even seen such a thing. Honestly, been thinking about it, Giannis to win MVP is a real thing. Giannis to win Defensive Player of the Year is a real thing. He is going to score. Gone are the days of we just build a wall around Giannis, make him be a free throw shooter. No, no, sir. No, no, sir. How can you double Damian Lillard and double Giannis? That means a lot of my man Bobby Portis in the corner. Whap. Three. Whap. Middleton. Middleton, one of the best catch and shoot shooters in the league, is going to get so many of those opportunities. It's insane. Defensively, I'm sus. Dame says he's going to be a plus defender. I will believe it when I see it. He is going to get cooked like barbecued chicken. The good news, though, is that they have a pretty good front court defensively with Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, and Giannis. Chris Middleton, like I said, he's going to be open a lot, but how is his knee? Because he's currently dealing with his annual, something's wrong with Chris Middleton's knee, prognosis. And that scares me. I like the campaign pickup. I like the Malik Beasley pickup. The Milwaukee depth is not as bad as you would think, considering that they have a bunch of all-stars on this team. This team's a contender. Absolutely. The thing, though, that gives me great pause about Milwaukee is the fact that Adrian Griffin's a new head coach, and he clearly is on some power struggle bullshit. He is literally on the, I am new to the job, so I'm going to tell you I'm in charge. I am going to let you know who's wearing the big balls here. And so Terry Stotts, who coached Damian Lillard for 9 years, comes to the team right before Dame gets traded, and then Adrian Griffin yells at him about some nonsense, and Terry Stotts is like, yeah, I'm done with this shit. That gives me great pause. It is this, I have to assert my dominance because I'm new at the job kind of vibe. So are the Bucks real? They're about as real as it gets. I don't know if any team in the East is as good as the Nuggets, but I tell you what, this Bucks team is going to be fun, and Dame time on the East Coast will be a must-see. That is all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back later this week for an all-new episode, Friday, well, maybe Thursday too. Check out the feed as well. New episodes will pop up like a sweet island breeze. And follow the Heat Check as we head into this new NBA season, which started last night. Do not forget to download, subscribe, and tell your friends. And follow us on social at this Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.